Morning, beloved,
and thank you again for inviting me into your homes for this Thursday's edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, 11 through 21, where the Apostle Paul speaks of his plans to visit the Corinthians for a third time. His second visit had been a painful one. You can read about this in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. He mentions that his ability to perform miracles proves that he is a true apostle in comparison to the special apostles who have been deceiving the people. Paul reminds the Corinthians once again that he did not ask the Corinthians for monetary support. The reading concludes with Paul expressing some fears about what he will encounter when he visits the church in Corinth. And so again, this week, God's saving word for us has been spiritual renewal. Let's begin reading 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 11. I am acting like a fool, but you have made me do it. You are the ones who ought to show your approval of me. For even if I am nothing, I am in no way inferior to those very special apostles of yours. The many miracles and wonders that prove that I am an apostle were performed among you with much patience. How were you treated any worse by the other churches except that I did not bother you for financial help? Please forgive me for being so unfair. This is now the third time that I'm ready to come to visit you, and I will not make any demands on you. It is you I want, not your money. After all, children should not have to provide for their parents, but parents should provide for their children. I will be glad to spend all I have, and myself as well, in order to help you. Will you love me less because I love you so much? You will agree then that I was not a burden to you, but someone will say that I was tricky and I trapped you with lies. How? Did I take advantage of you through any of the messengers that I sent? I begged Titus to go and sent the other believers with him. Would you say that Titus took advantage of you? Do not he and I act from the very same motives and behave in the same way? Perhaps you think that all along we've been trying to defend ourselves before you. No! We speak as Christ would have us speak in the presence of God. And everything we do, dear friends, is done to help you. I'm afraid that when I get there, I will find you different from what I would like you to be, and you will find me different from what you would like me to be. I'm afraid that I will find quarreling and jealousy, hot tempers and selfishness, insults and gossip, pride and disorder. I'm afraid that the next time I come, my God will humiliate me in your presence, and I shall weep over many who sinned in the past and have not repented of the immoral things they have done, their lust and their sexual sins. And the key verse for today is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 19, where Paul says, "We speak as Christ would have us speak in the presence of God. And everything we do, dear friends, is done to help you." And again, the Corinthian church was being attacked by these false apostles. They came up from Jerusalem. They were what theologians called Judaizers, and really tried to put the Corinthians back under bondage to the law by telling them that if they were to be true believers, they must first become true Jews and be circumcised and do all the things that the law requires them to do. Then, and only then, they can be believers in Jesus Christ. And so these apostles, in quotation marks, I should say, were trying to take the people who had been set free by the gospel of Jesus Christ through the preaching, the faithful preaching of the Apostle Paul, and these foolish Corinthians were dumb enough to listen to the garbage that these so-called super apostles were preaching out there, and of course they're attacking Paul and telling them that, you know, Paul didn't know everything. They were sent because they do know everything. And Paul just ends up telling them, look, we're not defending ourselves. Don't think that we're trying to defend ourselves. We are speaking to you just as we would speak in the presence of God. And we're not trying to kiss up to you. We're warning you what your sins are so that you don't have to stand before a vengeful God and answer for your terrible sins. Well, let's go ahead and pray, beloved. Gracious God, you are always near, ready to help me and drive out my fears in times of distress. I trust in your promises, knowing that you will surround me with your steadfast love and care. Amen. Well, all right, that brings our Thursday morning together to an end. Go ahead, and I hope you're able to join me tomorrow morning when we will be in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13, where we have the Apostle Paul's final warnings and teachings. And so until tomorrow morning then, brethren, oh, may God richly bless you. May you walk without fear in the true knowledge of who you are in Jesus Christ. God bless.